All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I have a very special guest. He's gonna kind of clear up some of the rumors, whispers, conspiracies about this truckers convoy that's coming to the border. So we're gonna clear all of that up right now with my boy here, Kip Coltrane. Kip, thank you for joining me. It looks like you're in a big rig right now. Can we say that you're going on the convoy here? Coming to the border?
I'll be there eventually. At what point I'm leaving or how I'm going to be involved directly, scheduling issues for me. But yeah, I'll be there eventually.
All right, folks, get your noble gold. Let's get started with some gold. Global financial storms might be raging, but thousands of investors in precious metals with noble gold investments are smiling. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from turmoil. Protect your savings from market volatility with a Noble Gold Investments IRA and claim your free silver virtue coin. Talk to a Noble Gold Investments expert today and they'll talk you through the process and give you your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole dang thing. They did me. I talked to Colin Blue himself. Call 877-646-5347 today. Get started on some Noble Gold, folks. You won't regret it. This is we're getting into some very choppy water, uncharted waters. All right, so I'm here on the border, Kip, and I've been hearing all kinds of stuff, and I don't know what to believe. So please help me put some rumors to rest. First of all, are there 700,000 truckers coming down to the border? Because I mean, people are expecting that. They're like, there's a lot of rumors floating around that there's going to be 700. I was like, how is that even possible? It seems to me like America would just shut down. No, that's not the case, correct?
Well, if there is, it'll only be because God said there would be. Now, the idea that there's been some information given or some guarantee or confirmation of such a thing, it's non-existent. There's
so
not
where did
700,000.
This rumor start? Where did this even come up from?
Well, with respect to the man, and I just watched it a minute ago, Representative Keith Self from Texas apparently made the comment, there's 700,000 truckers coming, and they're going to stand on the border, and they're going to stand the line, and he also made comment that one of the other convoys, of course, ours was American Truckers Freedom Convoy, and then you had People's Convoy, the People's Convoy, as it became known. Our convoys converged once we all got to the East Coast there in Washington. We worked together, and it was a good thing. The former leaders of that convoy, I won't speak for them. I will tell you my side and just tell you that I'm still in contact to these days, still with those guys. They've become good friends, and they're good Americans that believe in America. And I can assure you that the involvement or the idea that this is being put on by former members or administrators of the People's Convoy is totally incorrect.
You're the founder of the America's Truck Freedom Convoy, correct?
American Truckers Freedom Convoy, correct.
American Truckers Freedom Convoy. What are you guys planning to do here? So you're going to come down to the border. Are you just going to create a line? What are you planning to do? It's a rally. What exactly are you planning to do? I'm confused on this.
Well, based on the misinformation I've heard, we're going to show up in spaceships riding pink elephants, and it's going to be insane. But that's just ludicrous, right? So the reality of it is this convoy started. A man went to bed one night, and before he did, he was praying. Sometime early in the next morning, God woke him up and basically told him, said, here's what I want you to see. That man then in obedience called a friend of his and said, here's the deal. Here's the dates. Here's the times. Here's what God said. Boom. It's in your lap now. Take it and run with it. I've done my part. That man began to pray about it. And over a period of about a week or two, God started opening doors. And so the long and short of this thing, it was started on the understanding of a vision given in a prayer. Then secondarily, through obedience, it was passed off to someone else who then began to pray, received the same vision. And as those doors began to open, the mindset and the vision for this convoy became simple. Get down here where the problem is and let's pray. America's in a place right now where as men and men of honor or men that believe in this country, all too often, this is my own personal feelings. I'm going to speak for myself for a hot second here, but I'm finding in my own life that I'm pretty good at running off and doing things and whatnot. But the failure that I have is that oftentimes I run out ahead of God. The beautiful thing about this convoy is that these men are yielding to what God's showing them in prayer. They're yielding to what God is wanting them to do. And so the long and short and the easiest way to explain what's the purpose of this convoy, you're going right there to the source of the problems. Everybody's going to be there in camp. And the ultimate goal is that this thing turns into revival. Now, I'm trying to understand how that even comes close to an armed insurrection. I'm trying to understand how it comes into this is going to be a problem. I'm also trying to understand how this could turn into any idea of violence from its inception to completion. That confusion, all that nonsense, all that erroneous talk needs to stop because it's totally incorrect.
So you're going there, you're coming down to the border to pray, and it's going to be a peaceful prayer rally.
Yeah, that'd probably be an understatement. Yes, a peaceful prayer rally. That's a good way to say it. I don't know that there's words softer than that, but yeah,
So you're not
that's the
going
end
there
goal.
to you're not going there to show us a form of resistance. You're not going to stop any illegal immigrants from crossing over. I mean, what if
No,
they?
sir.
So you're just going to go ahead.
That's none of our business. You've got Customs and Border Patrol down there. You have obviously the Texas National Guard. Depending on the county you're in, each county, there's 14 counties along that Texas border from El Paso. And I know the phone will show it backwards, but all the way through Big Bend down into the bottom of Texas. That is their job. That's law enforcement's job. Now, as Americans, obviously, under constitutional rights, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom to pray, all these things. And I'm not quoting the exact constitutional amendment. I'm quoting some of the things that we have the right to do. And so in exercise of that, we're going to go down there and do what we believe needs to be done right now, which will not conflict with law enforcement, which will not create a panic, a stir, a problem. And I can tell you, by and large, with this convoy, I'm in, but I'm not, but I'm not, but I am. And that's the only way I know how to explain it. I'm consulting, I'm offering advisement and advice from my experiences over the years. And the one thing that keeps coming up is that every move they're making or that I'm making with them, in fact, it's set up with designation to prevent any possibility of upset for those counties that are already in duress, the travels from Virginia all the way down across the United States of America. Look, I mean, when we did our convoy several years ago, I still have every state police agency's personal phone numbers. And so we've contacted and back channeled with all those people. And because what we've done over the years has been good, has been peaceful, has not been anything like what some of these false media narratives are saying it is, we've been able to jump right back on the phone with those guys and pick up where we left 2 years ago and said, hey, man, hey, we're in. Whatever y'all need, we're going to help y'all. We're going to escort you. Many of the state agencies as well. And this needs to be known because there's a whole lot of people out there and it's sad, but they'll take something meant for good like this and they show up with intentions of creating trouble. I've already said this on some of the live feeds I've done, but this convoy from inception to completion will be loaded up with undercover officers. They won't even know they're there. They won't even
Wow.
know who they are. Yes, that's how far we took it years ago, and now the same. Some of the
Wow, so that's to
states,
protect your all's asses right there.
very much. I mean, you have to
Very
understand,
good.
God
Good
forbid.
job.
Well, you have to look at something, and I'm the kind of guy, I don't want to harm anybody. I don't want to harm anything if I can help it. But at the same time, if you come threatening to harm me by law, by standards of just being an American, I have the right to defend myself. Well, the best way to handle this is someone who is an agent of the law. Should someone in a convoy be threatened, you won't even know. And these dudes just come out, flip out a badge, and they handle it legally. So the idea that anybody in a convoy is going down there all crazy, side cocked with firearms and acting stupid, it's ludicrous, man. This thing
So
is
what? So
handled
what
very
is the what is
professionally.
the what is the objective here? You're here to just show your support for the Border Patrol, the Texas Guard. What is the objective here? You're going to come here, and for how many days are you wanting to come here?
The convoy, I know on the Texas border, so you're basically looking at they'll leave Dripping Springs, Texas on Thursday, head on down, and I believe it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, up till the 3rd. And understand for me, I don't particularly like speaking these particulars, and anybody that's hearing what I'm saying, you need to go to the takeourborderbackconvoy.com. Go to that. All the information's listed. I haven't taken the time to learn that for them like I had to do with our stuff. But ultimately on Sunday, yeah, you know, everybody will be down there. Everybody will have been communing for a couple, 2, 3 days. and ultimately, the end goal down there is to pray. Now, the important part to recognize about that, and I said it a minute ago, as Americans, as people, as human beings, we can fight and try to, and let me back up because some idiot's going to take, I just said the word fight. Any situation you have where you're in difference with someone else is a fight. There's a huge difference between that and a physical altercation. So let me say that this struggle, you could convoy around the United States for the next 100 years and not get the attention of the representing people in Washington. It's sad. So for lack of better words and for lack of a better offering, there's nothing that bypasses God. Bible says clearly, where two or more are gathered, there I'm in the midst of them, and whatever they'd bind up on earth, I'd bind up in heaven with my Father. Then you can take that a step further and say, two is good, but three is better, because now you have a triad or a trinity. You put three together, God moves. Now think of however many people are going to be here. I won't speculate that number.
Okay, we don't know the number exactly, but we know for sure it's not 700,000.
Well, the thought was 700,000 trucks. I can tell you currently there are people on their way from Canada. There are people on their way from all over parts of the country. But the problem is, and I learned it years ago and with other things I've been involved with, don't worry about the number. Worry about the participation. And the truth is, if anyone in media wants a head count, it'll take us till 10 minutes after it's over. That's the only way you know. I won't propose anything other than that truth.
So this is growing fast and it's growing organically, correct?
Yeah, very much.
And what date is everyone meeting there on the border? And this lasts for 3 days, you said, or how many days?
Yeah, so when it leaves Dripping Springs, Texas on Thursday, once they get through with the rally there, they'll ease on down to the border. And so basically Thursday afternoon, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So are they all meeting in one spot, or are they just coming from different directions and all going to meet in Dripping
There are some parts of the initial main convoy that will break off for other rallies in Yuma City, Arizona, as well as San Ysidro, California. As far as the details of who and how many, I cannot speak to that.
But the good news is, and this kind of puts my mind at ease and my soul at ease, that you will have undercover agents with you.
Oh, yeah.
So don't even try anything.
Very well, and I've said that already. We experienced a lot of things, and I'll go without naming the groups, but it's the same problem makers you've been seeing for the past 5 or 6 years for various organizations. Immediately when something along like this comes along, they try to find ways to infiltrate, or they might even try something as unscrupulous as putting on a red hat with a former president's name and then going stirring a bunch of junk and then saying, oh, look who did it.
That's
not the
case
here. That's
what I was worried about.
We've advised against that, and there have been concerns. Could this be a setup or something like that? You know, as far as what this convoy is intended for, no. Now, I think, honestly and truly, if people coming together for a purpose like this with such a good and wholesome intent, if people go to jail for this, for doing that, I don't know what else to say because our country's done for.
Right, and I agree with you. So, when you're there, how are you? Are you accepting donations at, what is it, takeourborderback.com?
I expect on there's a donations link. For me, I stay far and gone from the donation stuff. I don't have anything to do with that. They do have something set up, and, you know, whoever wants to give to that.
Okay, so people can give all they want on that site, Take Our Border Back.
I expect so. Again, I don't deal with any of that. I don't care to. I don't want to know about it. Let me speak to that real quick, and I apologize because something just hit my brain. The moment you start talking about donations and stuff, in consideration of the unscrupulous acts I've seen some of the organizations that were known for burning cities and stuff and how they collected money and nothing ever got done, but the founder had a $14, $18 million home, immediately my mind goes black because it makes me mad as an American. I can tell you this, that in the talks that we've had, and I'm just going to use a round number for example's sake. It's not exact, but let's just say if they started off with zero and had $1,000, that was the full amount of donations given. At the end of that, if they had $80 of expenses, then it's already set up over numerous charities that the full remainder of what's left over, in this case, using exemplary numbers, they would have $920 left over. Then those monies go direct into charities. It doesn't get kept. It doesn't get used for anything other than the actual expenses. I'm sorry, but you cannot wake up as a human being and live a day where it doesn't cost you something. And so the fact is, it does take money to move these things. But what's got me so impressed with the way this thing was set up and how it was set up, and I'm not going to speak direct to that, but I do know how it was set up, and I'm just very well impressed. But when it's over with, whatever monies are left, everybody walks away with empty pockets, and what monies are left go forward to further things, perhaps, and I'm going to use this as an example, a children's mission, a homeless shelter, something that helps these areas that are under such duress by this. They're going to do whatever they can do with what's left to try and utilize these monies to help a local church, a local charity, a local children's shelter, maybe even a homeless women's shelter. I don't know, but that would be a good example of where the remaining funds would end up.
Can anybody go down there if they want to come support you guys at the rally? I mean,
Absolutely.
What kind of activities are you going to
Absolutely.
be? I'm not going to be like, I mean, well, what are you guys going to be doing? Barbecue? Just praying? Just, I mean, what's going to be good? I'm kind of trying to feel this out. Like, what are we doing there?
Well, I had a conversation about 45 minutes before we got on this interview. Very dear friend of mine. He's helping out, taking out of his day and out of his way, and he's helping. And one of the last things we talked about, because I kind of wanted him there a hot minute early. I always prefer to be there ahead of things. That way, when those come in that are needing us, aren't waiting on us. And he and I got to talking. He's a trucker. I'm a trucker. And truckers got two things on their brain. Point A to point B, that's number one. The second thing is what good restaurants are there along the way and which one will be available tonight? So he asked me point blank. He said, man, I got a question. I said, yeah. He said, so do I need to be sure I got good stock in the truck? You know, where are we going here? I said, man, I said, it's kind of out there. I said, but let me check something. And as I checked on the MapQuest, on the satellite maps, I saw about 8 or 9 streets. I said, well, babe, I said, it looks to me like Hunt Brothers Pizza and Dr. Pepper's, but I think you're going to be all right. And so we laughed about that. So will there be food? I expect there will. I can't say. I've not been involved with that. I can tell you a lady with a heart as big as Texas itself, a lady who was involved, she was not part of administration for, but she was helped to the People's Convoy, a lady by the name of Soup Mama. Anybody that's been involved with the convoy stuff knows Soup Mama. I have it on good authority. She's on her way down there, and I'm going to pick on her a little bit because I live south of I-10 in Cajun country, and she's from way up there north in Yankee country. But all that being said, she's a pretty good cook, and I've never known her to show up and just hang out. So I expect there would be something shaking in the pot. But as far as anyone wanting to join, most certainly, that's why this thing's set up. And I'll add to that, a person, let's say tomorrow when this thing comes across Louisiana and Texas, should they look at it and say, man, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, or for whatever reason, they just can't make the whole trip, jump in the convoy. If you're an 18-wheeler and you want to travel 30 miles and say, hey, man, I did my part to be part of this convoy, there's only two stipulations joining the convoy is that you obey the rules of the convoy and turn on your headlights and be safe. And so, you know, the rules, obviously you get in the convoy, the motorcycles will be first, 18 wheelers, cars behind the 18 wheelers, and then follow the advisement of the rovers or the tail gunners, we call them, because what they do from the back, they can see everything ahead of them. And if they see an issue, they run ahead and they'll advise speed up, slow down, back off. Or if you're a problem, get out. They advise that as well. But people get confused and they think that to participate in a convoy like this, that they have to have started from the front where this thing kicked off in Virginia Beach yesterday morning. The truth is, these convoys start off and it might be 5 or 10 cars. And as you're making your way across, you're just steady picking up more people and people.
Wow.
And so it starts out a little bitty. And then when you get closer to the destination, it's 13 miles long, 15,
so how
20,
big is it
30.
Right now? How big is it right now?
I don't know an exact number. I think earlier this morning, there was close to 35 or 40 cars, your main core members from out there. And as it comes across, as soon as it gets into Texas, there's another, I want to say close to 100 more people jumping
so
in.
So this is not just big rigs. This is all kinds of cars.
Oh, no, no,
this
no,
is a,
no.
This is whoever wants to join to come down to the border. So let's set that straight. I'm picturing just rigs, just big diesel trucks. No. This is everybody.
Yep. If you have a street legal vehicle and, you know, when you get on the interstate, it says no pedestrians or motor driven vehicles. If it fits the bill for registration, a car, a truck, a classic car, 18 wheeler, probably loaded is not necessarily the best thing to have all up in the middle of the convoy, but an 18 wheeler that's empty with an empty drive in, a step deck, RGN, any of that, man, slide in there.
So this
Cars.
could grow to like exponential numbers. This could really get over 700,000 people. I mean,
Well, if people's heart were moved to that, 700,000
wow.
vehicles could be an understatement. But the reality of
Wow.
it is, and I don't do shenanigans. I don't do, oh yeah, and all this hype. I just try to speak real. And the best way to answer your question is going to be what God wants it to be.
Wow. So
I've
this
seen,
is just
I've seen.
picking up pace, energy, everything just snowballing. It's basically like snowballing.
Yeah, it's good. That's one of the better ways to say it. You start out with a hand-sized snowball, and by the time it gets to the bottom, it'd knock your truck over. So yeah, and
Wow,
that's
man,
how
that's
we've,
incredible.
yeah, I've obviously experienced it in person. When our convoy came across in 22 out of Quartzsite, Arizona, it actually started in crud, I can't remember the name of the town, but we did a quick start up in California to get them out during the night and not have to be burdened by the traffic. They did a quick stage a day ahead of the actual kickoff. They took out from Quartzsite, and as it came across Texas, it built. I assumed command of the convoy about 100 miles west of my place over in Baytown, Texas, and we brought it into Sulphur, Louisiana that night, and the next day we took off and we made our way across to Jacksonville, Florida, and then turned up and went to Brunswick. And on that day, man, there was people jumping in, and it's I hate to say it, but from a leadership standpoint, I've felt in so many ways that I needed to be apologetic because I'm at the very front. I'm in constant comms with my tail gunner in the back, telling me everything's okay. I'm constantly dealing with convoy business in the middle of all this, and then all of a sudden we get to the next fuel stop, and this is the part where I want to remain humble. But everybody from my convoy had been seeing my ugly face on the live feeds. I'm pretty easy to pick out. As ugly as I am, it's hard to miss me. But then someone walks up and starts having a conversation with me, and I don't even know that they exist. So it was a weird phenomena, and it'll be the same in this. It will be the exact same in this. You don't know how many people you're going to have till it's over. But the point I was making, a person can jump in and drive 40 miles if they want to, as long as they obey the
Just to
rules.
take part in it.
Motorcycle, man, by all means. Yeah, look, it's a sad place we're all in this country right now, financially, time stricken, all that stuff. And so we don't want to hold anything back from anyone that wants to participate. If someone said, hey, I want to donate a dollar, and again, I don't deal with the donations, this is an example, but if someone said, I want to give a dollar versus somebody that gave a thousand, it's the same. God doesn't care about a donation. He just cares about an obedience. And so that's what I see in this. And that's why I say no one will be denied. The only people that will be denied and removed quickly are those that are problem causers. Anybody else that wants to come be a part of history, anyone else that wants to be a part of a move of God's people, by all means, come on.
Beautiful. Is there any way when you're down there I can get you on again?
Say that again.
Is there any way can we do another segment when you're down there, when you're down at the border and you're at the rally? Can we do a live segment from the rally?
Sure.
That'd be amazing. I really appreciate it. Kip Coltrane, everybody. Kip Coltrane, go to takeourborderback.com, takeourborderback.com. So we dispelled the myths and rumors. And you cleared up a lot for me because I really didn't know what was going on. And I'm here at the border and I've heard
It's
so many different things.
takeourborderback.com. Take
Okay.
our border back convoy.com. It's all right. Look, what'll happen if someone were to key that up on Facebook, if they type in take our border back convoy.com, what it'll do is immediately it'll highlight it and then bam, a link will pop up. I'm not real techie and all that stuff, and but they'll be able to find it pretty easy.
So take our border back convoy.com. I'll put that down
Bingo.
at the bottom. Okay, I'll put that down
Yes,
there.
sir.
Kip, thank you so much. Let's keep in touch, man. I want to bring you back on here. I would like to do a hit piece or nah, not hit. What am I talking about? A
It's a
piece.
good way to get
Yeah,
slapped out
a
of that
hit
interview
piece.
chair.
It's like
Don't
to do
go
a
there.
hit on
We
that.
just cleaned up
No.
all the mess these others have made. Don't join
So
them.
let no, I'd like to do a hit from down there at the rally and see what's going on because I think it's going to be awesome, man. And my prayers are out to you. God bless you, Kip.
Want to add one more thing before we end the segment, if I could. To any and every person that's going to see this invoice or this interview, I'm sorry, in my speaking with some of the
This
sheriff's
hit
department,
piece.
In my speaking with the sheriffs down there on the border, even prior to my knowledge of this convoy, I was speaking with them, trying to see what we could do to help them. And several of the sheriffs I spoke with, the one thing that they all said was, Kip, it's bad down here. And if you having a voice, if you can reach out to people or have some way to get the word out, the one thing we need more than anything is prayer. So we would ask for any person that sees this interview, go to God in prayer. Lift these people up, protection for them, protection for their families, protection for their minds, their hearts, their strength, their emotional side. But more importantly, just that God take hold of this, because we know that this scenario, this situation is man-made. So as well, pray that God change or fix the hearts of those causing this problem. I think that's a good, clear, concise
Why don't you say
message
a
on the
quick
end.
prayer first?
Let's do it. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord. We know that where two more are gathered, you'd be in the midst of us. Father, I don't need to waste a bunch of time explaining to you what's going on right now down on that Texas border, the Arizona, New Mexico, and California borders, all across our southern border of this United States that you've blessed for the people to have and call this home. Father, we just ask right now that this is not people against people, but sadly, Lord, this is citizen against government. Lord, we ask that you just, those benefactors that are creating these problems that already have solution in place, Lord, and we ask that you clean up their lives, take the wickedness clean out of their mouth, and let them be exposed for the truth. And Father, we just ask that in that you fight this battle for us, Lord. There's no need for bloodshed. There's no need for upset. There's no need for pitting against of brother against brother. And some of the things we've seen, Lord, in this past week that are just so sad to watch. And so, Father, we just ask you to take this fight and you fight it and keep everyone clear of it, Lord, as well. Protect people that if government entities should wish to come against people for doing the right thing, doing what's truthful, honor, filled with honor, Lord, that they be protected. Someone that could just roll in and put handcuffs on somebody, Lord. That's not what this is about, Father. So we just ask for this entire situation, Lord, that you do what you see fit, because we know that above all things, Lord, you know the problem and you got the solution. So in Jesus' name we pray. We wash that entire southern border of the United States in the blood of Jesus, and as well the people are participating in this event. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Kip. I'll keep in touch with you. And all right, folks, now I'll say it right. Take our border back, convoy.com. All right, Kip, thank
Bingo.
you.
You rock, brother. Thank you. Appreciate your time.